Hannah.
Good evening, Hannah. How are you?
Hello,
Oh, good. I am going to go right back on mute now.
thank you. Okay, before you do, let me ask you, are you sending me emails?
Yes.
Okay, because I
Am I
don't
doing something
understand,
wrong?
and I wasn't when I clicked on the link, I got a virus message, so I thought I'd tell you about it.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'll have to speak with Canuck because I do it from my phone because my computer's not working, so it could be from that. And
It was one day last week, so I haven't, I haven't been opening the others. So.
okay, because I only send one a week on Sundays.
Well, it's been more than that.
Okay, I am going to have to change my email
Or your
and do it
password.
from.
You might just try changing the password first.
You know what? I noticed that two of my emails have been broken into, so, and I did try that, but I'm gonna just. Yeah, I'm gonna just send it from another email.
All
And
right. Well, send me your phone number and we'll talk about it between the two of us.
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you an email from with my phone number from a different you'll know when you get it.
Okay, it doesn't have to be right away. Don't worry. Don't worry
Okay.
about
Okay. Thank you. But thank you for that.
it.
Thank you. I
Okay, you're
appreciate
welcome.
it. Okay.
Gosh, am I still connected?
I'm on, Hannah. I'm here. I'm just on mute.
Okay, this is fine for him not coming on, huh?
Yeah.
Did you come on this morning? Because I had 11
I
o'clock,
did.
Which for me would have been 1, and it wasn't
good
even
evening.
1. Oh, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I apologize for being late. I had some difficulty with my phone getting online.
Okay.
So I believe we're starting with section 64, the first verse. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bit Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu Leakta L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenehu Zakar Unkaba Unkeva Baram Rabbi Shimon Amar Razini Laim Eat Galyan Behane Tire Kirae Zakar Unkeva Baram Leminda Yekara Ila Razadim Hemnut Heimanuta Demi Goe Razadana Itbere Adam. Male and female, he created them. Rabbi Shimon said that supernal secrets have been revealed by the two verses. This is the book, and male and female, he created them. The latter verse comes to teach us the supernal glory of the secret of faith, by which secret man was created. This is the secret of supernal Zeranpin, and the Nukva called heaven and earth. Questions, comments, thoughts?
This is the book. Is that referring to the book that was given Adam?
I'm sorry? The last word in the Aramaic is Adam. That's correct.
Okay.
Which you question because you don't see Adam in the English in the last word, in the last verse, the last sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But you do see it in the last, second to the last sentence. And that is the way the Hebrew works, because you don't have to have the direct order. And I know you know this, but I'm saying it for other people.
Right.
You can, in English, you have to say, this is the moon. But in Hebrew, you can say, the moon is this.
Mm-hmm.
Both orders of the words are appropriate, and the translation is the same. It will say, this is the moon. And obviously I'm making, using that as an example.
Right.
But in this particular case, the English has two sentences, which in the Hebrew there's only one. The Aramaic. The verse starts in the Aramaic with the word Zakar. Zakar Unkeva, male and female. Bara'am. And then it goes on to the last word being Adam, which is, when you look at the English translation of the two last sentences, the latter verse, meaning the male and female, he created them. This comes to teach us the supernal glory of the secret of faith. And we know that faith is a code word for a particular sefirah, by which secret was. This is the of the Pernal Zeron Pin, and the Nukva called Heaven and Earth. So the translation is not incorrect, but it does appear that way. And I can mm-hmm. understand how you could perceive it as incorrect.
Mm-hmm. The word, you broke out when you said what was the code word to faith.
Faith is Bina.
Oh, understand. Mm-hmm.
We've had many times, many verses in our study in Bereshit where faith is identified as the Sephirah of Bina.
Okay.
And faith is the...
We got a lot of...
Go ahead.
Okay. Is it possible for a person to be... at the level of Bina of Yesod?
You brought up, so I'm not sure the question. Was it possible? Is it possible for a person to be at the level of Bina
of Yesod
and not have faith?
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it could be. It could be. The level of Bina of Yesod. That's correct.
Okay. I'm beginning to see certain Bible characters and their link to the Sephirah. But
good. Baruch Hashem.
That's what I asked that question.
In order to fully understand, and I'm not saying I fully understand the Zohar, but in order to do so, you need to see the Sephirot in the code words, and you need to realize the code words.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, you'll have some confusion, just as you just asked. It's
well,
not really confusion, but are you talking about Zeron Pin? Are you talking
mm-hmm.
about Zeron Pin, and you're talking about the 10 Sephirot within Zeron Pin, or are you talking about the cosmic Bina? And it's a good question.
I don't really know what that means.
I'm sorry, say Ignam.
I said I'm not sure what that
means.
What you just said.
Well, what I'm saying is when you see a code word, faith, and you identify that it's talking about Bina, but it could very well be talking about Bina of Keter, or Bina of Chachma, or Bina of Bina. You don't know which cosmic Sephirah it's referring to. And this is a question that we all struggle with as we try to understand the Zohar on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The words male and female. Everybody knows what that means. Man and woman. But it actually means Zeron Pin and Malchut. Or in this case, the words are being Zeron Pin and Nukva. What's the difference between Nukva and Zeron Pin? What's the difference between Nukva and Malchut?
To me, there's no difference.
But there is. Malchut is the Sephirah that deals with manifestation. Nukva is a complete partsuf of 10 Sephirot.
Okay.
Malchut does not imply 10 Sephirot. It doesn't hint to completion. It hints to manifestation. The Nukva hints to completion. But what is being completed? What's being completed is the manifestation. Whereas when you say Malchut, you're talking about the process.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So when I see new places in the waters, I think of the second island and think of Queen Esther. One of the lot, but several different kobolds that David knew that. So I guess I don't know where to put it.
It's when we read the Zohar,
when you said process, that kind of helped me see the distinction. So we've got a terrible.
But we have a bad connection, I know.
Yeah.
You want to try and get off and call back in, see if it's you or me?
Okay, I'll try.
You hang up, call back in, and we'll wait.
I'm going to call back as well, because I'm having a hard time hearing.
Understand. Are you having a hard time hearing me or Afana?
Both.
Okay.
And there's also a delay.
Understand.
Okay.
I believe there's somebody else. Okay.
Yes. It's still the same for me. Staticky and the delay.
Okay, hold on a second.
Hannah.
Let me hang up and call back in now.
Okay.
To be better. I get a lot of static, but I think it's calming down. Well, are you all hearing the static as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me call back. I'm back. Do you hear me?
Yeah, that's better now.
Is it clear? You still got static?
No.
It comes and it goes for me.
Yeah. It's coming and going for me also. Let's all mute our phones and then see what happens. Unmute your phones and see what happens.
Okay, I'm back.
I'm back. So much was static.
There must be a storm between us and you.
No, I don't think so. I'm asked to mute your phone, see if the static goes.
Okay.
Hannah, I don't hear the static anymore, do you?
I don't either.
Okay. And Hannah Esther, it's not necessarily your phones. It's just the lines and the weather, even though it appears out okay. It can be your particular cell tower. So don't be concerned. And if you have questions, go ahead and unmute. I'm going to read 367 now.
Okay.
Tachate beraza it beru shamaim varet it bere adam behokiti velet oldot ashamaim beharet vadam kativ ze sefer toldot adam Beho ketiv, behi baram, ba'adam ketiv, beyom hi baram. Come and see, in the same concealed manner in which heaven and earth were created, signifying the supernal male and female, so man was created. Of the heaven and the earth it is written, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth. Of man. This is the book of the generations of Adam, of the heavens and the earth when they were created, and of Adam in the day when they were created. The two are equal as they were created by the same principle. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, to me, it's just telling you more about male and female.
Well, what's the principle that created them?
Let's see. Is it Bina?
Yes, it's Bina, but it's Bina being in unity with Hachma.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Zavug with Hachma.
But so you see it in the verse, it says, the same concealed man. Where was Zerantin and Eretz created in a concealed manner was in Bina.
Mm-hmm.
And the two, in the last sentence, the two are equal as they were created by the same principle, which is Bina, but in unity with Chachma. The female by herself cannot produce
right.
children. The male by himself cannot produce children.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a very powerful statement to understand that as you delve into the whole concept.
what is the supernal male? It's Zeron 10. What's the supernal female? It's Malchut, or the nuclei when it's complete. But the concept of the generations of Adam being in the same place, the same level as male and female.
I was surprised to see that the Aramaic was very much like the Hebrew. You know.
You find that in the Talmud as well. Sometimes the Aramaic, they'll interject Hebrew words, and they'll interject Aramaic words in the Hebrew sentences, and it can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got Earth, we've got Adam, we've got Shemayim, we've got, which is heaven, and we've got Ketiv, which is written, and generations told them. I mean, we really have a lot of Hebrew. Yeah.
We do learn a lot. And we also, I can tell you, I don't know Aramaic, but I'm beginning to get some feel for it. And
mm-hmm.
It's been 25 years, so, you know, it's not something that comes overnight. If we have time, let's read the next verse. So
okay.
That we have the three today. There's a lot of verses in this section, and it's really a powerful section about relationships. Zachar unkeva beraam. It's verse 368. I should have mentioned that. Kol diokna dila ishtaka beya dekar venukva. Lavi hu diokna ila kita kaze uvraza demit nitin okimna. From the words male and female, he created them. We learn that any figure not comprised of both male and female is not a supernal figure. We have explained this with the secrets of the Mishnah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Why are they referring to the Mishnah?
Well, you have to remember that on one level, the Mishnah will refer to the Talmud, but the Talmud was written after the Zohar. So it's not referring to the Mishnah of the Talmud. It's referring to the Mishnah of the Sefer Yetzirah.
Okay.
Every verse in the Sefer Yetzirah is a Mishnah. It's on the same level. They equated on the same level of halakha. Every verse in the Sefer Yetzirah is defining halakha.
Okay.
Every verse in the Mishnah is defining halakha, but it needs an explanation, and that's why the Gemara was written. But on another level, when it says Mishnah, it's really talking about neshama, because they're the same letters, if you permutate them.
Mm-hmm. And then it means to explain, so it would also fit with the Sefer Yetzirah.
Correct.
Right.
But what is really being hinted at is that male without female or female without male are incomplete.
Mm-hmm. So is that making, giving us, how do I say this, with so many relationships now between male and male and female and female?
Remember,
In the Talmud, there are 7 different words for the sexes of the human beings.
And I came across that during the week, and I copied it and pasted it. I hadn't seen it in a long while. And it was probably in something I edited, and I put it on a sheet of Word and put it on my desktop. So I just did that a couple of days ago. So I'll look at those again.
Did I give you the 7 words? Because I don't really have them memorized, but it's fine.
Let's see. I'm sure you did in one of the 7 sexes of humankind. And,
yes.
Let's see. I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, I remember I read the essay about it and copied it. So.
Yeah. It's by David Rome. But I remember it in one of your essays. But evidently, this is not your essays.
Okay.
I had been looking for files that I had done for my Hebrew class in 2005. So I went through a lot of flash drives. And that caught my attention. And so I sent it to my desktop to be able to read later. By the way, I looked up that angel yesterday that was mentioned, and it was not in that book of that I'm home. So it wasn't in there. At least it wasn't listed in the back in the beginning of the day at the back of the book.
Understood.
Okay, what time are you doing the Nisans? Because today I had written on my calendar that it was 11, that would have been 1 my time, but I waited about 15 minutes and you didn't come on, so I have a feeling it wasn't that time.
Well, I'm doing it 8 West Pacific time, so that means it's 10.
Okay.
And I haven't yet put the recording up, but I will do that probably in the next 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, I went ahead and did it on my own because I had a mitzvah to do today that really needed to be done. So,
understand.
Okay, I'm glad you're here.
Do you have any questions? Because we're getting ready to wrap this up.
No, I don't have any questions. I just enjoy listening, and then I can absorb everything.
Understand. So, everyone have a beautiful evening. On our next class, we'll be at 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.